It's 2:23 a.m. on Thursday, January 21st, 2016. This is the Hidden Node. I'm Justin, and I think I'm definitely developing the sick thing that Patty has. It's a throat thing mostly, but whatever. Moving forward, today was a productive day. We are officially underway with the first draft. This version of the first draft, I guess I should say. I did not hit the word count goal for the February 19th deadline. That's the current set deadline for the novel, just a month. But we are underway. What happened was, just between the last few days of just blahness, I don't know, I just didn't quite have the drive I was hoping for. So the word count didn't flow. That's normal for me. If I have a large interruption in the middle of a project, it's harder for me to get back into it. Not impossible, just harder. But having a productive day today means that tomorrow is likely to be a more productive day. So I will hit tomorrow's word count goal, hopefully. And then maybe Friday or this weekend. Excuse me, try not to cough into the mic. Either Friday or this weekend, I will make up for the missed time today. But, you know, that's a thing that'll happen. I'm right now, and as I talked about this before, with the time period this past weekend, you know, the official spreadsheet doesn't have me working on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm still gonna try to get that time in. I'm still gonna try to write on those weeks, or days, rather. But I'm not required to. It's extra. It means I'll get projects done ahead of time if I can just squeeze in some extra time. But, you know, I don't have a heavy pressure to get things done during those days. So I won't stress myself that much. I think it's a good idea. But so far the novel's interesting. I had to change a few things up in the beginning. And in fact, I'm actually, even as I was kind of toying with it this morning, thinking of new things I need to add at the beginning, just to kind of, one, flesh the place out a bit more, and two, I don't know, just kind of make the story a little bit better pacing, I guess I could say. So that's kind of in my head right now. And really, that's about it. There's a lot to come for the story, but I want to get some pacing done first before I start to kind of give you more in-depth to it. I think maybe this weekend we'll have a kind of breakdown to what the story is, just so, you know, as I'm talking about it over the next couple of weeks as I'm writing it, you'll understand where I'm aiming for. It is a noir meets high fantasy meets cyberpunk, although I guess kind of cyberpunk, you kind of assume the noir part of it, but it's an interesting piece. I like the setting, I like the protagonist. She's pretty cool. So, writing talk done. What else is up? I've been playing Undertale lately. And this is a interesting game. I'll give a full review of it later, but it's a very strange game in that, well, in games, you're generally focused on eliminating your opponent, killing them, whatnot. Undertale, you don't have to do that. You can talk to them, you can spare them, you could show them mercy. And it's really kind of fascinating in how it handles that. I'm not going to go into full details right now because that will go into spoiler territory, so I think once I beat the game, which I understand there's multiple sorry. What I understand, there are multiple endings, so I will try to have a spoilerful episode when I get to that point, at least the first ending. I've seen some of the other stuff, some of the other endings, so I guess I am kind of spoiled a little bit on my own, but I don't want to spoil you until you know that it's coming. And I'm like really wanting to cough right now, but I'm trying to get through this first. So I think I'm going to wrap it up because, oh man, I can feel my body going, we need to cough, we need to sneeze. What are you doing? Why are you torturing us? So I'm going to go ahead and go. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.